At the 8:30 service, as we watch the children, listen to them, their excitement, and then this service also, this was a little more mature group than the one we had at 8:30. But the thing that struck me was the fact that those two young men that created such violence and hurt in Boston were at one time the same age as these kids. Something must have happened. You know something? In this church, in the United Methodist Church, we take a vow when our children are baptized that we will live before them lives that become the gospel. That's not just the parents, that's all of us. Now, you have to ask yourself, I ask myself, can a child see Jesus in me? Can a child learn of Jesus from me? By watching me? By knowing me? You have to ask yourself the same question. Because when they grow up in this world of violence that we have, if we don't lead them, then we don't know the direction that they will go. Let us pray. Dear God, amidst the hurt and the anguish, the pain, the violence, all the tragedies that we see in this world, we acknowledge that you are the one who is able to sustain us and to keep us going. We are reminded that Jesus told us to love even our enemies, and we find that to be very, very difficult. Sometimes we don't even love the people that are right next to us. Somehow, dear God, we pray that you will show us the way, as you've done before. Help us to listen to you. Help us to open our hearts and lives in such a way that you're able to use us for the little children and for the people around the world. The ministry of the church only begins in the sanctuary. It travels so very far in so many ways. We know, dear God, that in some lives we're making a difference. But remind us that it's never enough, that we cannot say, I've done my share. We pray this morning for those who are hurt, for those who suffer from the violent acts, both in Boston and around the world. We pray for those who are attempting to preserve our freedom, for those who offer their lives in so many ways to help advance the cause that is your cause, and that is love and peace. We pray for our congregation that we might become stronger, that we might care for each other enough that people will know that we walk with Christ. Help us to catch the vision. Help us to offer ourselves and use us to bring peace here and wherever we travel. Hear us now as we join together and pray the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.